Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Bert Breer, like Sean, a little ornery in his case over the what he calls the sham that is the interview process that the New England Patriots are going through. I guess if you're somebody who believes they have their sights set on Mike Vrabel or a deal is already done.
Was it a sham that they didn't interview? Did Bert Breer complain when Gerard Mayo was hired?
I don't think so.
And they didn't interview a single candidate.
No.
And they hired Gerard Mayo. I don't recall Bert Breer going on that soapbox in a diatribe against the organization for not having a real thorough coaching search.
I look at it like this. You're the owner of an NFL team. You should be able to hire whoever the hell you want. If you want to hire your best friend.
Do you feel like that applies to any business?
Yeah,
like, so
any business. I don't care. You want to hire your best friend who has no experience, then that's on you. Because, you know, maybe it'll show because the person's not qualified enough. Or, you know, it might hurt your business more than anything else. You know, you want to hire your kid? You could do that. You own a team. You own a business. So be it. Who are you to tell me who I need to hire? That's the way I look at it. This is my business. I want to do whatever I want to do with it.
Yeah.
If I want to hire all my kids to do it and they don't have zero experience, so be it.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like you gave Gerard Mayo a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going internally. That mm-hmm. didn't work. And so you're the New England Patriots. I believe you remain a destination that a lot of head coaches would desire.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to make sure that you're doing your due diligence in interviewing every. I'm a Vrabel fan. Like, I've been from the start. I wanted Mike Vrabel, but I think you kind of owe it to yourself to at least wait on Ben Johnson.
Why? Vrabel's your guy.
Just because you haven't, Curtis pointed it out, you've hired three coaches in the last 30 years. Like, you don't know necessarily what's out there and what might be. Mike Vrabel to me is a great pick. I love it. I think he hits the ground running and he's the guy, but I don't know if they're are they making a mistake by just jumping to Mike Vrabel because of the ties that he has to the organization?
Well, if they're doing that, they're lying again, because Kraft went and told media fans that they were going to interview a lot of people. But could you just remind us what you were whispered to in Nashville on your way back when there was a coaching change possibly happening here again? Like, was there interest for Vrabel back then?
Yes. I don't want to start off by revealing things.
Well, you've talked about it on the show before. I'm not saying he said it. I'm just saying you were whispered to.
I think he suggested that I'll say it in a way that might not get me in trouble with him when we do Mondays with Mike. He wanted to be here, Curtis, because he liked this destination because of the money that the ownership had.
Right.
Am I
that there
right
was
about
a certain
that?
Player we were discussing, and yes. he said, well, if the Patriots want him, they may have more resources to get it
Correct.
Done.
Correct. And more resources than
clearly,
I
had. Clearly, Mike Vrabel hasn't been doing his research. Because Curtis put up a graphic yesterday about how this team doesn't spend no money. Right. So, yeah, they might have money, Mike. But guess what? They're very tight when it comes to their wallets. Whereas in Vegas with Brady, we already know Brady is a super competitor. So he's not going to want a losing product out there. He might be willing to spend the money to go out and get those guys and tell Mike, hey, listen, you come here. We're going to open up our checkbook. We're going to go out and get the best players. We'll do everything in our power to help you be successful. And, Mike, guess what? You and me will be the basically what you see with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. We'll be tied at the hip. And our owner will leave us alone. Where if you go to New England, you're going to maybe have to work with somebody you don't have a great relationship with. And ownership is going to want some input into what's going on and how much money's being spent. So if you're Vrabel, I asked the room this question. If you are Mike Vrabel, knowing all this, knowing how much it costs to live in Vegas versus how much it costs to live in Massachusetts, you take that all into consideration, where would you go?
I would go where Drake May is.
I would go wherever Tom is. Not
yeah,
a surprise.
I'd go
you
with
would?
Tom.
I mean, not really, but yes.
I mean,
here's the thing that
see
Wick,
where like the Vegas part of it, like what it costs to live there.
Ugh, I would never want to live there.
What
though.
The weather is like, what all those things.
Part of it. If they're not, willing to give them $10 million,
it's not
and,
a part of
and
it.
And New England's only willing to give them $6 million.
Part of it. I don't think Mike Vrabel cares about that in the least.
Yeah, I mean, I've never right. been to Vegas. I don't know anything yeah. about it, but I think Wiggy is hitting on something that's important, and that is. The Crafts walk around believing that the fan base is incredibly grateful for the 6 championships. But today, on January 8th, 2025, if you asked a Patriots fan, they would say it's Bill, Tom, in whatever order, and that's it. Like, the fan base no longer believes the Crafts are the reason they won. They view them as the reason the winning stopped. And so that disconnect doesn't exist with the Celtics and Wick and his fan base. It exists with this ownership and the Patriots fans for the biggest time since they purchased the team. And I don't think they act or feel or understand just how deep that feeling is. Like, I don't know if they accept it. Like, because we kept saying, right, Greg, every offseason, Wiggy, Ken, Courtney, we'd all say, they need to spend, right? Like, they lost Bill Belichick. Kraft yeah. has to spend to make it seem, even if it wasn't, that it was Bill not spending. And they haven't spent year after year after year. They didn't invest around Gerard Mayo, a guy Robert Kraft would have you believe is his 6th son. So why do we believe all of a sudden they're going to invest?
And let me ask
you. Well, the only reason that I believe it is because I feel like Mike Vrabel, and I don't feel the same way about Ben Johnson or anybody else, Mike Vrabel has the leverage. Like, Mike Vrabel, he now has, you know, he had the leverage of the Jets being interested, and you don't want him coaching in your division, I guess, if you're Robert Kraft. Now he has the leverage of Tom Brady and his relationship there mm-hmm. and that job opening. So he can say, listen, I'm not doing this unless you agree, A, I get my guy as the GM, and B, you commit to spending legitimate money.
Yeah. And who's more likely to do that? The Vegas owner with Brady or the Crafts?
I think the Crafts have to. They have no choice.
They haven't. They didn't do it with the greatest quarterback and coach.
But they didn't have to do it when they had Tom Brady. Okay,
but why didn't they do it last offseason?
Right.
Why didn't they spend?
There's no excuse and no explanation.
So
for
that's
that.
All. That's all I'm saying. You may be right, Greg. They may spend, and I might be wrong or whatever. But if we're judging them based on how they
have Drake May last going into last season, they didn't have Drake May. So they didn't have what everybody thinks is a transitional franchise quarterback. So I mean,
are they going to pay Mike Vrabel $10+ million a year?
They're going to have to.
I didn't ask if they were going to have to.
Why do
you
think
believe they are?
Why do you think they got what you call these two sham interviews out of the way yesterday?
Right.
Before the ink was dry.
Mm-hmm.
Before Gerard Mayo cleaned out his office. If they're not going to hire Mike Vrabel and give him what he wants.
So then my thing is this. Then Friday.
Because otherwise you wait. You wait till you can interview Ben Johnson.
Right. So
you wait till...
That's my point. So Friday morning, the New England, there should be news breaking Friday morning that the Patriots are going to hire Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, it should be, I would think, Friday morning, yes.
Because I wouldn't even let Vegas in.
Have they interviewed enough people, though, for what Robert Kraft told everybody they were going to do to actually do it? Like, is three people enough?
But do we believe that
it'll be four people?
But that's the issue, though. When Robert Kraft needs to stop saying things if he's not going to follow through, because I think he's lost a lot of trust when it comes to the fans. So if he's going to go in front of the media and say, we're going to interview a lot of people.
We're doing a nationwide search.
He should be following through with that.
But they are going to interview several people.
Can I just say something looking at Twitch and text right now?
Yeah.
Is it 7 inches like this? I'm a size 7 foot. Is it that 7 inches?
No.
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 What is...
No.
Like your foot size, your shoe size is not how many inches.
That's why women's feet and men's feet are different size charts.
Like I am
They're not just based on inches.
I don't want to reveal anything on air. I'm a size 11 foot.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I'm not packing 11
this
inches.
This is probably about six and a half inches.
Yeah, for those who are listening, you're holding a pen up.
You're not holding something else out and telling
Courtney what.
I'm holding a pen up.
Because I thought like this was like 7 inches.
My Lord.
In that,
wow.
How you're just trying to make Santo
feel better.
Like
a foot. No,
stop.
I honestly.
You don't have to make him feel
it's
better.
It's unbelievable.
Like, stop.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
We can see right through it. It's a nice thing. Honestly, Courtney, it's a nice thing to do.
I thought we were talking about meters.
You don't have to do
it. No, I'm just trying to understand why Santo's mad at me right now. And I'm looking around at objects in front of me. And I'm trying to figure out
He's mad at you because you said on air that he has a micro penis.
No, I didn't.
That's why he's mad at you.
Oh, my God. You're putting words in my mouth now, and you're not helping the situation.
So in the U.S., a 7 shoe is 9 inches long.
A 7 shoe. A woman's 7 is 9 inches?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a woman's 7 or a men's 7?
Oh, this is a men's shoe chart. Sorry.
So then
A woman's 7 would be slightly smaller, so probably closer to 8 inches.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't really that far off. Thank you.
No. Is he upset?
I mean, I would be.
Thanks, Wiggy. You're great.
I would be very upset.
9.5 inches is a 7 female shoe.
Nine and a half.
I see you reading text messages.
Yeah, he's not happy with me. Mm-mm. And I was just trying to react to a story, and I didn't even bring him into this. You did.
Yeah. So the length
also, of when Curtis said we were going to get snow on Saturday and you said it was going to be a dusting to Santo, like I thought like that was so inappropriate.
The length of an iPhone.
By the way, if you want to leave a voice memo about anything on the show today, go to the Odyssey app. Right. WEI.
We should skip today.
Boom.
So
click on the microphone.
Yeah, we're going to play those back at 9:30. Leave them now.
So for Courtney to understand, the length of an iPhone, iPhone Max, 6 inches.
Okay,
that's the length. Okay, so 6 inches. Yeah. So 7 inches would probably be about like that.
Okay.
No, and you're saying Santo? That's massive. So that might tell me Santo's probably more along the lines of that.
No. I think the more you're talking, I think you're along the lines.
No, I'm asking. You're the one who said it, not me.
I didn't say it.
You. Greg.
Well, we know about Wiggy because he always has to buy a bigger truck.
Listen, right.
Like,
I don't
you always have to buy a big,
I don't
giant
need to brag,
truck.
Because remember, what do they say? It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah, okay.
You're the one who brought it up, not me.
I was just trying to say that the Congo Seem to have big penises.
Save that.
Save all these drops.
And then all of a sudden, you guys are like, "Whoa, what about Santo?"
You're like,
like
you're the one that said 7 inches seems massive,
right?
Because I thought this was 7 inches.
Oh my god! Yeah,
nice. That's try. What I'm saying.
Nice stop try.
And, yes. And I wasn't nice. That far off with my foot.
It. Stop it. So if 7 inches is massive, then that means 4 inches is normal for you.
I mean, are you happy with everything?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then don't worry about it.
Well, I'm upset because now he's upset.
Oh. Well, you said he's got a little. He's got I a didn't. Little winky dinky.
Oh my god.
And we were just talking about frozen penis. Can you imagine him in the cold?
Honestly, just do what everybody else does. Turn the lights off.
Oh, no, we like to keep the lights on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. 7 is dominated nuts, the world. Though.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
7 inches is...
That's nuts.
Okay, I did it to myself with the help of Woody.
You know, why are you always going to say
because you love to just dig it deeper.
You were like, God,
whoa,
no,
on this topic.
Did she not Chime, if you had the you were like, that's
okay, let's
massive.
Not. We're done.
And then poor Santa was like, damn, Courtney, you're telling everybody. He's the one who said you told everybody you got a little penis, right?
Yeah. 7 is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though. Yeah. Okay. This is fun. Uh-huh. I'm glad his aunt, mom are all listening.
Oh, my
good morning,
hurts.
Dad.
Poor Santa. I feel bad for the kid.
What was as a texter points out, it's a long trip to Ireland in a rowboat.
He's an Italian stallion, and it doesn't matter what all you guys think.
All right, we have got
Santa.
To take a break. See what happened? We were talking sports, and then you veered us off in
get the schlong talk.
But yes, we will play your Hill Notes back at 9:30, 9:20.
On whatever
so
topic
morning.
You wish to.
Any topic you want.
I can't wait to
do a lot
want.
Of sourdough. Greg's doing sourdough.
I took a lot of abuse on the sourdough yesterday. We're on to something else.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And Mego will be with us at 9, and we will talk Celtics.